This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, everybody, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes to the over-the-road truck drivers and, of course, the snowplow drivers and the sanders that are out there working, especially up the eastern seaboard tonight to keep the roads open. They got a real mess going up 95 and over closer to the ocean, the eastern side, if you're doing that away from Georgia, South Carolina, north. All right, now, follow us on Facebook. The Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also check us out on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way, you can hear us right there on the website. The show is being streamed live right now. And when the show is over, then you'll hear the latest program rebroadcast again until the next one comes on live the following show. Okay, here we go. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us tonight. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, now, let's see. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. Okay, see ya. There they go. Now, they got to get their beauty rest because there's a lot of things going on here. We got the Los Angeles Rams in town about a mile away over there at Raymond James Stadium. There's a lot of different things taking place this weekend. This is a big football game here. And by the way, if by some remarkable chance the Green Bay Packers get beat tonight in Green Bay, guess where the next game would be played, provided we win?
Where's that?
Tampa.
Oh, wow.
We would have the championship game, the NFC championship game, would be played in Tampa. I think everybody in the league would rather play in Tampa than Green Bay. But Green Bay would have to lose. They got something to say in this.
Yep.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two great words that are in that, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, after confusing everybody to begin with, the FBI now says the Texas synagogue hostage incident was both a hate crime and an act of terrorism targeting the Jewish community. You think they finally got it right?
They finally got it right. It's something that once we began to get the information coming out, it seemed to be pretty obvious that that's what that was. And, of course, as you said, Captain, the confusion came when they said they weren't sure of the motivation. They couldn't be sure of what was going on there. But it was not rocket science to figure out.
I still want to know how this guy got into this country without all the different bells and whistles going off, because the guy was a terrorist. He was a known terrorist being watched in England by the British police. How the hell did he get on an airplane and fly to America?
Well, Captain, that is, as they used to say, right, the $64,000 question. And especially, you remember all the criticism that President Trump got because he stopped travel from certain countries who could not vet properly people who were getting on airplanes to come to the United States. And so there was a fault here. We don't know exactly what it was yet, but it is absolutely imperative that they find it and they stop it.
And if it was on our end, they either need to fire the person that allowed this to happen, or they need to demote them and retrain them, because this never should have happened. Never.
Well, no, not at all. I think even as you get on an airplane in the United States, you know, they check you and they see, you know, match it against some list, a no-fly list or possible terrorists and so forth. I mean, if you're a terrorist or you've been on that, you're on the surveillance basically because of your terrorist acts, they ought to light up like a Christmas tree.
Now, there was quite a conversation yesterday being had by a group of individuals in Washington, D.C., talking about and blaming who it was that killed the great gas price of savings that we had under Donald Trump. You know, when Donald Trump left office, the retail price of gas was $1.87 a gallon at the pump.
That's right. Yeah.
And right now, we're at $3.19 here. It's been a little bit higher, but we're at $3.19, and the national average is around $3.40 or $3.41 per gallon, somewhere in that range.
Well, out here, Captain, it's easily $4.75, $4.80, somewhere in there.
And that's your taxes.
And that's also because of the taxes.
Exactly. You have a tax on a tax out there, which was meant to give money to everybody so that they could have their pet projects and whatnot. That never should have been allowed to happen, never. And I'm not sure, but I don't think Schwarzenegger put that in there. Oh, by the way, speaking of Schwarzenegger, he was involved in a wreck.
He was. It was in Brentwood. It was about 4 o'clock or so local time on Friday, and it was on Sunset Boulevard. And evidently, I think it involved someone making a U-turn. Not sure if it was Schwarzenegger making the U-turn, but his GMC Yukon wound up literally on top of a Prius.
I think the Prius lost. All right.
Yeah,
Hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break, and we'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right. Thanks very much, Jeff from Sarasota. By the way, yesterday I had a conversation with Pete Talbot. That's the father of the father-son organization called Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington. And we were talking about a lot of different things. He's a great football fan, and he likes the Bucks. And he was talking about the Bucks. And I said, man, are you coming down here? He goes, no. I said, well, if you were, maybe we could figure out, we could have gotten tickets and away we went. But anyway, needless to say, that's not going to happen. So we'll both be watching on TV. But Pete is really a nice guy because he gets it. He wanted to know how I was feeling. He wanted to know if I needed any more Relief Factor than what they were sending to me. And I says, no. And he says, are you hearing anything from the folks? I said, yeah, I hear things almost every day from the people. Does the Relief Factor work? And I tell them yes. And then I've got people that have taken the Relief Factor. They come up and they thank me for telling them about it. And that's what it's all about, the Relief Factor preferred customer plan, and the fact that when you get on the team, when you become a user and you start getting the Relief Factor sent to you, you become part of the team, and I mean team. You're going to find out all the different things that are going on, the great new products they're adding to their line because they're all about health care. Now, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3 is what makes the Relief Factor work because it takes care of the body's natural response to inflammation, beefs it up, as well as the swelling that I have with my left leg, and it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you're having at the moment. Plus, don't forget, it goes right straight to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, no narcotics in it. Love that. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product that has many of the key enzymes and proteins in it that your body needs to have. So it's like you're giving yourself a jolt of something that's good for you. And all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Tried the 3-week quick start. It's 1995. There's no clubs to join. No nothing. If you try it and you don't want it because you didn't think it worked or anything like that, all you do is say, don't need to have it. Thanks very much. You get to keep what you got and away you go. It's that simple. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. 1995, 3-week quick start. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's right, Captain.
And it works. And it works. Okay. An Olympic medalist out there in your state of California has been accused of stealing about $10 million in COVID-19 relief money. How did this person get this money to begin with?
Well, Captain, this is 41-year-old former Olympic medalist and for speed skating, Allison Baver. Now, Allison Baver evidently created some kind of production company or some such thing. And when the COVID-19 relief money, the PPP program came along, payroll protection program,
yes.
According to this indictment, she had lied on these applications and fraudulently received about $10 million from the Paycheck Protection Program. And in one case, saying she had about 100 employees and $4 million of monthly payroll. Another one, she said she had 430 workers. But get this, Captain, she didn't have any employees. She didn't have any monthly payroll, but somehow got $10 million, which some of that she invested in a movie that had something to do about serial killer Ted Bundy. So
it's
a pretty interesting case. But that's the money, too, that was supposed to go to people who actually needed it. Some
right.
companies needed it. Some companies didn't need it.
Right. And she made up companies that she wasn't even a part of.
As far as we know that she had this other production company and so forth. But this is people don't like this kind of thing.
Well, no, and they should throw the key away on her for that one, if it's true and can be proven. Okay, very sad situation. It all started out here in our state, the final chapter of Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito. It was released yesterday by the FBI, information that the notebook found with Brian Laundrie's body included his written confession about how he strangled Gabby Petito, his girlfriend, and buried her out there in the desert.
Yes, and, you know, it's a terrible thing to remember now. We remember the story and how it unfolded. The tragedy of Gabby Petito's death is just really unspeakable. What the FBI released, Captain, of course, was that he had made a confession, and they were able to put this all back together. This notebook had literally been underwater for several weeks because of the flooding in that area, that remote area where he evidently committed suicide. But this is going to be, I think, also it's the end of the story in that regard, but there's more to come, I think. Because we don't know exactly what the notebook said. We don't know exactly what the confession said. So that could open up the Petito family, of course, to maybe go after the Laundrie family, depending on, and I'm just speculating here, but what was known when Laundrie returned back to Florida? What did the parents know? What happened? How did he get out to that remote area? What was their involvement? And all these kinds of things. So we just don't know exactly what was in that notebook yet.
Yeah, that whole thing was just so strange to begin with. So closing the chapter is what needs to be done for the peace of mind with everybody. But what a tragedy. The anti-abortion rallygoers yesterday at the March for Life in D.C., very optimistic. They had a big turnout.
That's right. That's right. It looks like in some polling going up and so forth, it looks like there's been a small uptick in people who are looking prefer the Supreme Court to make a new decision on that.
That is correct. And that spells trouble for the Democrats who are trying to figure out how to keep everything in play, right?
Well, sure. Well, the initial decision, of course, I think was based on the idea of privacy. So it depends on the cases the case that will come up to the Supreme Court, and whether or not it sort of jives with that notion. So whatever it is going to be incendiary, to say the least.
Now, here's one that'll really knock your socks off. the Washington Post, which is very liberal and very supportive of the Democrats, correctly?
Well, of course, yeah.
Has endorsed the ban on congressional lawmakers, House and Senate, being able to trade stocks.
That is very, very interesting, no doubt about it. Because, Captain, you know, you've mentioned many times over the years about how the, you know, the exemption, you know, doesn't bode well, really, for the American people.
Insider information.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, they can make money on that. If you and I did that, we'd go to jail, but not them.
Right, exactly. So there is a real sort of, disconnect on that in that sense. It's a very, very bad optics, as it were. And so maybe to change that could also, Captain, really affect people when they are serving in Congress. Maybe help them to keep the focus on the people that sent them there.
Now, one of the people who really doesn't matter anymore, Kathy Griffin, remember her?
Oh, yeah, Kathy Griffin. Yeah.
She has ripped Jeff Zucker on CNN and suggests that sexism is blocking her path back to the D-list to get onto CNN.
Well, you know, Kathy Griffin has been through, caused a huge controversy, no doubt, during the early times of the Trump administration. When things like that happen, and then it becomes, now you have to, there's an ism or another problem that's standing in your way, it seems like she might have kind of caused a lot of the problems for herself, it seems like, no matter what.
With Trump's severed head, certainly.
Well, right. And, you know, the fact is, that was not something that went over very well at all, for obvious reasons.
Nor should it.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But that's what I'm saying. I think that in some cases, you know, she kind of brought a lot of this problem. She created this issue. And whether she's been a very funny person. She's had a lot of success in her career. But that was a real turning point for her.
Yeah. Now, remember, Kamala, of course, one of the Democratic representatives, not Republican, yesterday said that Kamala couldn't find her car in a one-car garage.
Well, interesting. Well, but you see how things are starting to turn, because Kamala Harris has sort of proven herself not up to the job. You know, there are many different people, men and women, who would be great vice presidents or could take charge, but she's just demonstrated that she wants nothing to do with that, it seems like.
Oh, boy. All right, hold that thought there, folks, and when we come back, we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook. Ron Edwards enters into the program this morning on a weekend edition, so don't go anywhere. Kyle and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is thrilled with the news of a proposed multi-billion-dollar Intel computer chip manufacturing plant in central Ohio. Biden applauded the project, calling it a historic investment in America and American workers. Biden also updating his administration's efforts to address a backlog of semiconductor chip orders in the supply chain, the president saying he expects China to respect those efforts.
I made this clear to President Xi of China. We need not have confrontation, but we have a stiff economic and technological competition, and we're going to insist everyone, including China, play by the same rules. We're going to invest whatever it takes in American innovation, in American communities, and American workers.
The 49th annual March for Life taking place in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. CNLoans.com and get your money.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Because traitors, government officials, and high-tech corporations, does China now have a permanent strategic advantage over the United States? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, according to Nicholas Chalen, who recently quit his position as Pentagon software chief, China has an overwhelming software advantage over the U.S. military and could shut down our nation's electric grid, which would instantly render our republic a third-world nation. Even leftist Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm noted that adversaries could shut down our electric grid and that cybersecurity attacks are happening all the time. Former Pentagon software chief Nicholas Chalen believes that China's victory over the United States in technical warfare is a foregone conclusion. Leaders from NATO, the Pentagon, and Taiwan have warned of China's high-tech threat. I believe the Chinese threat can be overcome via new variations of software created here in America, which could quickly render China's current advantage null and void. But that won't happen until U.S.-Chinese concubines are drummed out of office and corporate America. I'm Ron Edwards. For Constitutional Grounds Coffee, simply go to theronedwards.com.
Ready, Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com. By the way, let me just remind you of something here. Constitutional Grounds, the coffee he was talking about, is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. And I know that because I'm drinking it. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that people have been raving about. Many of you in the audience have bought the product from Ron, and he appreciates it. Now, because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display on the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase, and also make sure you use the RE20 promo code that's there, which will give you a 20% discount. And remember, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. And by the way, I'm going to do this. Oh, boy. Delicious. Delicious. Constitutional Grounds, available at theronedwards.com. Don't forget to use the promo code RE20. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Former President Donald Trump yesterday ripped into Georgia's ongoing 2020 election probe. Who knows what they're doing now?
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. You know, and especially, Captain, when we look at this through what President Biden himself talked about, the idea of legitimacy of the elections, you know, here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again is right. Now, the GOP base, and this is really interesting and quite fascinating, and I did some checking, and it's absolutely legitimate. The Democrats were always the party of the working man or woman, right?
Well, yes, exactly.
They considered themselves to be the blue-collar party, correct?
Right.
Well, all of a sudden, the GOP base has shifted from the wealthier individuals to the working-class voters, who are in very bad shape as a result of Joe Biden. And the working class people believe that the Republicans can get them out of the mess they're in because they saw what happened before with Donald Trump. Donald Trump had everybody just cruising along, doing quite well, I might add. And in comes Joe Biden, and they're not. And all of a sudden, the people running the show in the Democratic Party are the ones with the big bucks. And the working class people realize that, and they don't want any part of it.
Well, you know, Captain, back especially when the lockdowns were happening, you had Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, talking about the wonderful ice cream she had, you know, stockpiled in her, you know, unbelievably expensive freezer units.
And that wonderful trip to the beauty parlor.
Well, exactly. In other words, it was a very stark contrast and a stark message, I should say, that, you know, the Democrat Party elite live in an entirely different world from the people that they say that they represent or that they have the values of or that they are on their side. And it was just so very, very obvious that that's really not happening anymore. And so, yes, the GOP is making big inroads into blue-collar workers, working class, people who are working hard every day, because the GOP understands, I think by and large, the idea of hard work. They are the ones that actually share the core values of the people who get up and go to work every day in this country and make it go. And the Democrat Party elite can't continue to masquerade as that anymore. So this is a really, really big deal.
Guess who's being called in to help Joe Biden out with his current problem, his image, and his message?
Who's that?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay.
Uh-huh. He's being called in to help create a new persona for Joe Biden because what they got's not working.
Well, and as much as
it's not the persona, it's the programs.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, because as much as we all love Tom Hanks and he truly is sort of a national treasure, I think that goes without saying. It's not about the image anymore.
No.
It is, as you mentioned, about the programs. It's about the reality. It's about what's happening.
It's about his record and what he's done to the country.
Right. What he's done to the country through his action and inaction, he has caused so many of these problems. Bare shelves, inflation, the list goes on, that we're a laughingstock in the world, even the Afghanistan pullout, the upcoming Ukraine disaster.
Yep, teetering on the brink of war with Russia.
Right. All these different things. This isn't about having a better social media presence.
No. Now, something else that really should be bothering people is what I'm about to tell them. The TSA is allowing illegal immigrants to use their DHS documents, including arrest warrants, to board U.S. flights to fly from point A to point B.
Well, I don't know, Captain. It's the weekend program, but maybe are we just descending into madness at this point? You know, it's just crazy time.
It is crazy time. Yeah. Every time you thought it couldn't get any crazier, here along comes something else.
Well, sure, because typically, if you're an illegal immigrant, you know, that's like a distinction. That's uh-huh. an issue, right?
Yeah.
And especially if you might be, I don't know, have a warrant out for your arrest.
Yeah, exactly. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called for a parental bill of rights. I like it.
Well, this goes back to what you were just talking about, Captain, why people are leaving the Democrat Party, why the GOP in this case represents people's values so much better. It's things like this. It's the idea of parents don't have the right really for anything for their kids, certainly not what's going on in schools. That's the attitude that the Democrat Party elite have. And so Texas Governor Greg Abbott is doing the right thing here.
I believe he is, and I believe other states will follow, because I do know that Virginia, Governor Youngkin over there, talked about doing the same thing a few days ago.
Right, because the whole thing, you know, if you want to continue to blow away everything that that parents are supposed to do for their kids, and because they're their family, you can't replace parents with the state, but that's the ultimate goal here.
And I think your state in California, there were a couple of counties or cities or something like that that were saying that parents don't have a right to say anything about the curriculum or what goes on in the schools with their kids.
Exactly. And that is just indicative.
That is wrong.
Well, of course it's wrong. But it sets up, you know, it's like they used to say in the old West, right? Them's fighting words. Well, they set up these fights.
Here's our final subject. Joe Biden has told the mayors of America yesterday at the conference they were having in D.C. to spend their COVID aid on job training and child care.
Well, okay. That's, what they should be doing, obviously, is creating a better environment for jobs to be created and not stifle what the people actually really want to do, and that is get back to normal.
How about getting the homeless the hell off the street?
Well, and that's came to a real critical mass even here in Southern California in recent times. But it's how you get to that point, which is also just terrible because of these liberal policies.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break, and when we come back from the break, folks, we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report number 2. Going to check and see what the weather's doing around the countryside. And again, we've got that snowstorm creeping up the East Coast. Up towards Delaware and Maryland, be advised, it's going to be a real mess up that way. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere else.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Run my ring around 95.
That's a little gear jam and music here from a couple of movies there, Kyle. You know that one, don't you?
Well, that's, I know that's George Thorogood.
Yeah. Then the story is that's called Gear Jammer.
I like that one. Yeah, George Thorogood has a way of sort of taking you somewhere else with these things. It's really, his style is just amazing.
All righty, tell us what's going on out west.
All right, Captain. Well, tonight, of course, we're looking at dense fog in some places, but we're also got high winds, especially Southern California, Cajon Pass, Interstate 15. Be very careful because you're going to have some pretty high gusts of wind as you move through Saturday and probably a little bit into Sunday. We believe it'll start dying down about then significantly, but be careful with high-profile vehicles all throughout the Southern California area. Also, coming out of Reno, if you're coming over Donner Pass, you've got a high wind warning going on right there across I-80. Dense fog in Central California, Highway 99, Interstate 5, up to about Fresno or so. So you definitely into that area, so be careful. Also, we've got dense fog over in Craig, Colorado, this along U.S. Highway 40. Also, Interstate 70, I-70, I should say, dense fog advisory, especially as you head through Glenwood Springs, and then a winter weather advisory as you come down I-25, a little bit south of Pueblo, Colorado. So be careful out there this weekend.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, folks, it's going to be really cold in the deep south for the next couple of mornings, nights, if you will. And the fact of the matter is that we do have another cold front coming across the United States right now. Now, there's some snow up north to Fargo, up to the Canadian border right now on I-29, just inside the border on the Minnesota side too there. So it kind of parallels itself about 40 miles wide, goes straight up and down. Now, also, I'm going to move over to Wisconsin temporarily. On the Wisconsin side of the border, over from Duluth, down below Duluth, we got some snow tonight in that area. We've also got some really, really cold temperatures up there, Lake Superior, Lake Huron. Some windy conditions. Could be some lake effect snow over on the other side of Lake Michigan. On the Michigan side, looks like it's some snow starting to kick in over there from Traverse City south, and that's because of the wind is blowing from west to east right now up there across the lake, which will give it snow. We do have, staying in the north, a couple of pockets of snow, one about Erie, Pennsylvania. The other one over there, Watertown up to the Thousand Islands Bridge, snow up in that area, and the possibility for some snow showers, if you will, in the mountains of the Adirondacks and also in the Catskills. Now, we've got a storm on the East Coast, which starts out about Savannah, Georgia, with some sort of precipitation. I don't know if it's freezing rain or sleet, or snow at the present time, but there's precipitation there, and the temperature is just above freezing. So it could be snow, it could be whatever the other is. However, on I-95 from the northern part of South Carolina all the way up through North Carolina, all the way into the southeastern part of Virginia to include the naval base there at Norfolk, you've got a winter storm warning because you've got snow on the way, sleet on the way, freezing rain, ice on the way. It's going to be just a mess. You're going to hear about a lot of power lines being knocked out over the weekend here up in that area. And down in the deep south from the eastern part of Texas, Beaumont, Texas, across I-10 and I-12, all of the Louisiana southern part, all of the southern part of Mississippi, you've got temperatures below 32 degrees, in many cases in the 20s, a really hard freeze tonight through there. Same thing for the central part the southwestern part of Arkansas, the southeastern part of Oklahoma, and Texarkana, the freeze is there. Also, the northern part of Louisiana coming across I-20, Shreveport to the east there. And in Florida, to round things out, we've got a frost warning in the southeastern part of Georgia to include Valdosta and on up to Tipton and all the way over
just south of Savannah, to include Brunswick, all of Jacksonville, Florida, and then straight across to Lake City and on down towards Ocala. You've got a heavy frost advisory tonight. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right back to the phone lines, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we got weather up the East Coast. We got delays up the East Coast. But we've also got some sort of situation that the Republicans and the Democrats seem to both agree that something is going to happen in Ukraine. The question is, what?
Well, look, Biden talked about a minor incursion. I would argue they're already in an incursion because Ukraine actually has a memorial wall of the 14,000-plus Ukrainians that have died in military hostilities defending their country against Russia. So based on what Russia has amassed at the border of Ukraine, which is an awful lot of tanks, it looks like there could be some kind of tank warfare. Now, we don't know if this is necessarily going to be a head fake or not, because Ukraine, what was it, last week or week before last, suffered a sizable cyber attack.
Yeah.
So they are really in a hybrid warfare condition. So Ukraine, too, is also surrounded on three sides because Russia is also in Belarus. So
did you see what the U.S. did last night?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
They sent 200,000 pounds of military equipment, mostly small arms, and shoulder-fired anti-tank missiles to the Ukrainian forces.
Yeah, we have been sending arms, you know, in some European countries, except for Germany. Germany refused to do that.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. We'll be back. Jeff is going to take us to break. Here we go.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.